This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1816. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 10th, Biafra, Bolivia, Canary Islands, Chile, China, Egypt, Germany, Greece, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Ireland, Korea South, Madagascar, Moldova, Myanmar, Netherlands, Nigeria, North America, St. Kitts, Scotland, Uganda, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, it's that time again when most North Americans are forced to change their clocks in order to fool themselves into thinking daylight is being saved. That's impossible. It is only being shifted. So why don't they call it daylight shifting time? Well, I do. Unfortunately, this impacts our shortwave broadcasts from U.S. stations, which for the most part stay on local time. So universal time, which we use on this program, is only a conversion. Here's what to expect starting Sunday, March 13th. Our times on WRMI 9955 shift 1 UT hour earlier. That is as follows. UT Monday at 0330, Tuesday at 1100, Wednesday at 1315. The other WRMI frequencies, however, habitually stay at the same UT. This is yet to be confirmed. Thursdays at 21 on 13695, Fridays at 2130 on 15770, and half a minute later on 13695. All our WBCQ times shift 1 UT hour earlier on 9330 variable. That's Sunday through Friday at 2330 and Saturday at 2230. Also, Wednesday at 21 on 7490 and UT Monday at 03 on Area 51, new frequency, 5130 variable. On WA0RCR, 1860 AM in Missouri, Saturdays at approximately 1930 and UT Sundays at 0315. Many more changes, of course, are coming in 2 weeks when the A16 season begins. And many international broadcasters change their times and or their frequencies. Some logs of the clandestine Radio Biafra via Bulgaria on 11600. On a de-expedition in Michigan, Harold Froge reports it on March 4th. Between 2141 and 2301 UT, sign off. They had an English call-in program. Most callers obviously had long prepared speeches to deliver. The host intervened at times. They focused on Boko Haram, Nigeria, and criminal counts against our leader. He gives it an SIO of 333. There was some utility interference on the low side. On March 7th, José Ronaldo Xavier in Paraíba, Brazil, reports Radio Biafra at 2030 to 2035 on 11600. English talk, a weak signal, and barely audible modulation. Right next to the transmitter site in Bulgaria, Ivo Ivanov says on March 8th from 2000, they were in English with some music. Part of it was a live broadcast, but there was dead air off and on. The Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso, Brazil, reports getting a QSL from Radio Mosochaski in Cochabamba, Bolivia, 3310. He heard it last October 5th and sent a report. It was around 23 UT. No interference, but a very poor signal. He says he got an electronic response, an EQSL letter, after 141 days. And it came from someone with an Anglo name, Mary Hurst, H-U-R-S-T. The address used was MOSOJCHASKI at LIVE.com. Oops, it was Daniel Williams who posted this info, but he was quoting information from another Brazilian DXer, José Maranhão. Filed under Canary Islands NON, Atlantis FM Tenerife. He's being heard again on shortwave, 6205.1, a relay somewhere closer to the UK, reported by John Hode in Kent at 2042 UT, March 8th. And then also reported by Dave Kenny in Berkshire in the British DX Club, March 9th, tuning in at 1700. Atlantis FM, parallel their web stream at www.atlantis.fm. Presumably, this is being relayed from Ireland, as had happened before. On the Kundish list, Claudio Galas in Chile quotes the Facebook page of the Chilean pirate RCW that they're returning to shortwave starting Friday, March 11th, on 6925 kilohertz with low power. However, no specific details about the hours. And this year they hope to increase their power and coverage from a different transmitter site and use the 31 or 25 meter band. Ron Howard in California reports, Voice of Strait, China on 4940, with their Saturday-only English program, March 5th, at 1500. Focus on China. They started with a pop song, a news item about e-sports, with an audience population in China that has grown to larger than 100 mega players. Many of the items were presented by native speakers of English. Many IDs, such as, you're now listening to Focus on China, Voice of Strait broadcast station. 4940, of course, is the best 60-meter band signal we get from China, although it's too late for us to hear that English program at 1500. Ron Howard has also been monitoring the Chinese military number station. It had been on 3519 and 7878, but the latest new frequency is 5436 USB. It's designated VC01. Heard March 7th at 10:52 and subsequent checking till 1305 with Chinese numbers. Some over-the-horizon radar interference. He says thanks to Hiroyuki Komatsuwara in Japan for keeping me informed on the activities of these number stations. Then on March 9th, he also heard it on 5436 at 10:38 until 12:56. The latest terrible transmissions from Radio Cairo, Egypt concern their emission on 9965.30. It's been putting out some very large spurs on both sides, March 4th at 0139. I measured each one very carefully and found they were all separated by 1.55 kilohertz, ranging from 9959.10 to 9971.50. Too close for comfort to WRMI and KVOH. The next night around the same time, the same thing was happening, except they were spaced at about 1.3 kilohertz apart. And now they're interfering with WRMI on 9955. March 6th, once again, they had gone back to 1.55 kilohertz spacing, and this time they were the strongest yet, and some more of them were extending past the neighboring U.S. stations, more than 10 kilohertz above and below, and causing heterodynes to both WRMI and KVOH. This amounted to a continuous whine over at least 70 kilohertz, as each of these beat against each other, as well as against the victimized stations. Furthermore, there was no program modulation from Radio Cairo itself, so it was a total loss for everyone concerned and a menace to shortwave broadcasting. However, on March 9th, when I was not checking, Stephen Wood in Massachusetts says 9965 actually had some listenable audio at 0125 in Arabic, and also some Arabic music. A very strong signal, but the audio was pretty clear with some hum. But at least they were not putting out the huge spurs as the previous few nights. Kim Andrew Elliott reports that media broadcast is changing hands. That's the owner of the Nauen shortwave transmitter site in Germany, according to a story March 3rd in BroadbandTVNews.com. Will it affect the future of shortwave operations? The German mobile communications company Freenet has acquired the German technical services provider Media Broadcast through its subsidiary Mobilcom Debitel, paying 295 mega euro for 100% of its shares. The story goes on and on about its satellite business, etc., etc., and doesn't even mention shortwave, which is obviously a very minor part of its business. Kai Ludwig in Germany replies, I don't think it will affect the future of Nauen shortwave. I understand the shortwave operations have been on their own for years, let alone by management, as long as they are not making any losses. It can, at least in theory, only get better, but the company owned by a strategic investor and no longer by grasshoppers. The TDF logo here in Germany had been interpreted as the talon that grabbed the German broadcasting infrastructure. Of course, in as far as Media Broadcast owns infrastructure at all the towers are owned by Deutsche Funkturm, still a Deutsche Telekom subsidiary. Real estate have been sold off to the building company Strabag, and so on. Media Broadcast has to lease almost anything from what are now third parties. The 9935 transmitter, Voice of Greece, is the one which is whining most of the time, actually putting out multiple spur carriers, but they're much closer together than the one I mentioned from Egypt, so they don't cause as much problem to other stations. However, on March 5th, around 0200, I found this 10 kilohertz lower than usual, the center of the whining, 9924.96. On March 7th, they were back up to 9935 and were detectable despite the slop from WTWW on 9930. Art Delibere in Maryland reports hearing the only RRI Indonesian currently active on the 75-meter band, Merauke, on 3905. March 5th, for a few minutes either side of 12 UT, he says, clearest I've ever heard them. Pop music at TuneIn, 11:57, a patriotic song at top of hour, and a time check for Western Indonesia, even though this is in Eastern Indonesia, so it must have been a relay from Jakarta, Warta Berita, meaning news, starting with the corruption scandal that has swept former Brazilian President Lula. There was some ham interference on the low side, but not really a problem. Ron Howard in California replies, yes, the 1200 News is a Jakarta relay. Check for parallel frequencies. They all carry Jakarta News at that time. At 1202 March 5th, Ron heard Program 1, RRI Merauke, parallel to Palangkaraya, 3325, and Makassar near 4750. And by the way, Bangladesh was off the air, so no interference for a change, while 4870 Vamena was silent. He says RRI normally ends the Jakarta News audio feed with the patriotic song Bajimu Negeri, which is fairly distinctive and easy to identify. March 9th, he checked again. It was actually 40 hertz below 3905, or it should have been, but it was off the air at 1044 and later. And March 9th, Makassar was once again in the clear with no interference from Bangladesh. RRI is on 4749.95, an excellent time to hear it without the usually strong Bangladesh QRM. Filed under International Vacuum Non, a strange story sent on by Bernhard Jacek in Alberta. It came from the March 2nd issue of Hackaday.com. Google is building a 100-kilowatt radio transmitter at a spaceport, and no one knows why. It turns out it's the one in New Mexico. An exact link to it appears in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 16-10, when published via worldofradio.com. Reading through it, it's not a shortwave transmitter, but on a much higher frequency. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1816. No new financial support received this week. To P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Adam Grzynia in Poland forwards to us the full schedule for the DigiDX program. Episodes 4, 5, and 6, not only on channel 292, 6070 in Germany, but now also on WRMI 11580. They are to appear Sundays, March 13th, 20th, and 27th at 2330 until midnight UT. Ron Howard reports HLL2 in Seoul, South Korea, 5857.5, March 6th at 1217. A good signal, but poor audio distorted. In English, with weather information, wind direction, wind speed in meters per second, air pressure in hectopascals, and temperature in Celsius. Changed language at 1218 UT. And then he heard from Chris Kodlek in Seoul about this. He says, it sounds about the same here, but your signal is far better than mine. I don't understand a thing they're saying in any language. I could understand nothing but the weather is cloudy, and it wasn't cloudy anywhere. In Deneb Radio DX via Rus DX, Dmitry Kotosov in Ryazan, Russia says, Konstantin Chernushenko says, Madagascar World Voice is starting to broadcast March 27th, including a Russian hour at 18 UT on 9570. But they will not call themselves Madagascar World Voice. Instead, something like New Life Radio KNLS broadcasts from the Indian Ocean. However, the QSL cards will use the name Madagascar World Voice and will be sent from the United States. The A16 schedule from this has emerged from Mauno Ritola, WRTH, in the British DX Club, showing some English broadcasts as well. Each 1 hour, at 01 on 9665, at 04 on 9480, at 18 on 17640. Others in Spanish, Chinese, and Arabic. Tobias T squared in Germany says a medium wave harmonic, regularly heard in our local evenings, is on 2826. That would be 2 × 1413 kilohertz. Tentatively from Vesti FM, Grigoriopol, Moldova. Modulation is audible, often a stronger signal than on the crowded medium wave channel. It seems to be very consistent, since at least the carrier has usually been audible whenever I tried for it. McDomage in Alberta reports on Myanmar Radio 5985, February 28th at 1456 in a local language. At 1530 they went into an English music program, but the soft-spoken announcer was hard to understand. She did mention Myanmar Radio Facebook, including tunes by John Fogerty. China Radio came on, blocking it at 16 UT on 5985. Reception peaked around 1510. By the way, the CRI broadcast at 16 to 18 UT on 5985 is in Swahili, and they play a lot of African music. So don't you assume it's Congo instead, which used to broadcast on 5985. Under Netherlands None, this about the mighty KBC from their Facebook on March 7th via Craig Christ, Mike Terry, and Hans-Jürg Biener. Due to lack of new sponsors, the mighty KBC will close down on 6095 March 27th. That's the daytime broadcast to Europe. We will soon announce if we continue on shortwave 6040 to the USA. We will improve our DAB Plus service and AM 1602 on April 1st. Meanwhile, North Americans may enjoy their service UT Sundays only between midnight and 03 on 6040 via Now in Germany. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kinney has these observations on the Voice of Nigeria. There are two different studios and transmitter sites, actually two different Voices of Nigeria. It seems that Abuja operates the early morning and evening broadcasts, with Lagos filling the gap in the daytime. The presenters on the two English services are different, and they always ID distinctly as Voice of Nigeria Lagos or Voice of Nigeria Abuja. Lagos, in fact, made a surprise reappearance on shortwave during February on 15120, 11770, and 9690. Broadcasts from Abuja have continued but are not easily heard in Europe. Transmissions from Lagos have been very intermittent, some days on, some days off, sometimes different frequencies, but has worked out an approximate schedule for the two services. Abuja at 06 to 09 on 7255 in Hausa, French, Fulfulde, and the final hour in English. Also at 18 to 1930 on 7255 in DRM on 15120 or alternate 9690. And the DRM is irregular. Also on 7255 at 1930 to 21 in Nigerian languages. And Voice of Nigeria Lagos as follows, 9 to 14 on 9690 in English, alternate 15120. 14 to 1530 on 15120 in English, the alternate being 9690. Then there's French, Swahili, Yoruba, and Arabic on 15120, 9690, or 11770 until 1800. The 11.4 megahertz range in our mornings has some singing parrots, presumably from Indonesia, on upper sideband. I was tuning around March 3rd at 1435, when instead I heard of an extremely weak CW signal on about 11428.3. I was eventually able to copy the letters it was sending, CZ, over and over. That means it's the beacon run by the pirate Channel Z, location unknown, as has been reported on HF Underground. I reported it to Free Radio Weekly and soon got an EQSL from the CZQRP beacon, saying the power is 380 milliwatts, and it's been heard this year as far away as Utah and France. John Carver in mid-north Indiana says he's continuing to check about once a week for any news about the St. Kitts shortwave project mentioned on convicted evangelist Jim Baker's TV show. They repeat a lot of segments, still pushing membership in the shortwave radio group, and talking about the transmitter and antenna there, an end-time station for when the U.S. is off the grid because of EMP. But in the same breath, talks about programming via the satellite uplink, which would not work either if there is electromagnetic pulse. And then he said he hired some engineers to do the project. They would have to get a new transmitter and build an antenna. But it seems he has no idea what he's getting into, as he then said he would use existing transmitter and antenna. He also hasn't explained how the EMP event will be restricted to the continental U.S. and not affect the island where his station would be. Tony Curry, Director of Programs, Radio 6 International in Glasgow, Scotland, says, "We're popping our head above the RF noise once more for a five-hour shortwave broadcast via the Channel 292 transmitter in Germany on 6070. The date is Saturday, 19 March, from 12 to 17 UT, with several different programs, when, of course, it'll only be audible in Europe. They welcome reception reports and will verify by QSL return postage requested." He says, although not a regular permanent return to shortwave, we carried out a two-hour broadcast last year, and this year it's 5 hours. So there are reasons for optimism that we have not given up on the HF bands yet. We wonder if the daily broadcasts of the clandestine Uganda diaspora P10 radio via France have already ended. At least on March 6th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing dead air instead of English and Swahili. At least the transmitter was on the air between 16:30 and 17 on 15405. The other clandestine for Uganda, Radio Lead Africa, continues to be heard, and we have more info about it. Ron Howard in California has been in contact with them with a reception report to Baker Mayambala, who responded, "The language you heard is called Luganda, mostly spoken by the Baganda tribe in the central region of the country. And he says we shall be having more bilingual as we move forward. And then he got a second reply from someone else, Martha Lee Nangalama, in Moncton, Canada, who says she was born and raised in Uganda, the Bududa district, where our hospital has no water. She says, I'm personally in Canada, where we speak English and French. I start broadcast this Monday in my mother tongue, Lumasaba, but I would prefer it to be in English. We do broadcast in local languages to reach wider audiences in Uganda. We have some broadcasts in English, and we'll send you the list of them soon. Richard Langley in Fredericton, New Brunswick, reports on his recording of the 5 to 7 UT broadcast Saturday, March 5th on 15310 using the Twente receiver in the Netherlands. It only started about 2.5 minutes late in the Luganda language, apparently using Skype from the way it sounded. The presenter switched to English at 0602, saying it had been in Luganda before then, and his English portion would be for about 20 minutes. He talked about a number of current issues, including the floods in Kampala, and how to peacefully dispose of the dictator Museveni. The broadcast is a production of Uganda Federal Democratic Organization, based in Australia. Check the website www.ugandafdo.com. They're requesting donations, as it's costing close to $4 kilodollars per month U.S. to keep the radio running. There was no specific announcement of the station or program name during the English portion, just referred to as the radio. Another broadcast is Saturdays and Sundays from 19 to 21 via South Africa on 9430. The reactivated WMLK in Pennsylvania continues to be heard on 9275, presumably testing and generally with undermodulation, at various times between 17 and 22 UT, but never on Saturdays, which for them is the Sabbath. Also seem to be missing some of the other days we checked. They're playing old, old recordings of the deceased elder Jacob O. Meyer, with IDs at odd times, sometimes giving outdated frequency like 9475. Outdoing Radio Australia in the dead air sweepstakes, WTWW1 ran for at least 38 hours with carrier but no modulation on both day and night frequencies, 9475 and 5830, ending around 15 UT, March 5th. Hans-Jörg Biener points out that KVOH has a completely redesigned website, www.voiceofhope.com, not only about California, but about their new Zambia site, which is not yet on the air. Looking at some of the details, I see they are planning two bad frequencies, 6065, which was used by its predecessor, but has hardly been reserved all this time for them to use. Besides Asian stations, three African countries are planning to use it in the A16 season, Madagascar, Botswana, and São Tomé. The other frequency, 13555, is supposed to be off-limits to broadcasters. I've been hearing 1480 Dallas reactivated with classic jingle IDs as Wonderful K-Box. The call's really now KBXD. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 25 and 5, March 17th to 19th. Solar flux no higher than 90 or 95 the rest of the month. And so we arrive at the conclusion of World of Radio 1816. I'm Glenn Hauser.